Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we've been taking the opportunity, while our performance studio is closed, to look through our archives for some memorable performances from years past. Here's one of them.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Based in Staten Island, the Budos Band is a motley crew of musicians ranging in size from 6 to 13 members. They've been together more or less for 15 years, producing a high-energy blend of Afro-soul, psychedelia, and occasional touches of metal. It's been 4 years since the last Budos Band album, but they are back now, with a somewhat darker, grungier sound than ever before. The Budos Band joins us today in the Soundcheck studio to play some songs from their new album called Burnt Offering, and they're here to start us off with a song called Magus Mountain. This is the Budos Band.
We'll be right back.
That's the Budos Band live on Soundcheck with a song called Magus Mountain. You'll find it on the new Budos Band album called Burnt Offering. And the members of the band here in our studio, Tom Brennick on guitar, Dan Fodor on bass, Michael Deller playing the Farfisa organ, Andrew Green on trumpet, and joining me at the microphone, Jared Tankel on baritone sax. Hi, Jared.
Hi, John.
And Brian Profilio behind our drum kit. Hey, Brian.
Nice to meet you, John.
So tell me about this. A lot of the earlier Budos Band records, I'll address this question to you, Jared, because you're one of the horn players. It had a kind of a horn-heavy, Fela Kuti, Ethiopian jazz sound.
Yeah.
There's still some of that on some tracks here, but it seems like maybe you've moved a step away from that on this new record.
Yeah, I think all along as a band, we've always enjoyed listening to, individually and collectively, you know, heavy rock, hard rock, metal from the 70s in particular. This time around on this album, I think in its most fullest form, we've been able to incorporate that into our sound as a band. And that doesn't mean that we're now a metal band or a hard rock band, but we've been able to, you know, really fully flesh out some of those ideas in a different way than we have before. And so I think for the horn players, you know, for Andrew and I, we don't have a vocalist. We don't have a guy up front that's screaming at the top of his lungs.
Right, right.
And so for us, we're trying, I think, we've shifted a little bit of the way that we write our horn lines now. We're not writing heads or, like some of the funk heads or Afrobeat licks that you might have heard in the past. It's a little different. I know when Andrew and I write, we're thinking about what would a rock vocalist sing, if not lyrically, at least melodically, and we're trying to incorporate that into our horn lines.
So what would a rock vocalist have been singing on Magus Mountain there?
That's a good question. Andrew's good with the lyrics. Might be able to chime in, but we usually keep it pretty simple. It's usually something about how the Budos Band is going to shatter your mind and invade your psyche, or something like that.
Not allowed to curse, right?
That's right. Question from the Peanut Gallery. The answer is you are not allowed to curse. Not live on the air. We have our FCC license. We're rather, enamored of it and would like to keep it. Brian, the name Budos, where did that come from?
When we first started off as the Afrobeat band, we used the name Los Barbudos, which is the bearded ones in Spanish. And it was kind of just like a funny thing. We didn't think anything of it. It was like, oh, yeah, we all have beards. We'll call ourselves Los Barbudos. But there was a political, back end that we didn't really look into. It was Castro's, rebel army.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. So, and his baseball team, when he took over in '55, he had a baseball team called Los Barbudos, and he was a pitcher, so he was terrible.
Well, I know he was a huge baseball fan. I mean, I think that's pretty well known, but that he had his own team, and that's the name
of it. Yeah, there's a photo of his team. Okay. But we had to change it because it was too much political.
So from Barbudos just to plain old
the
Budos.
The Budos Band, yeah.
The Budos Band. And you guys have been together now for about 15 years, right?
Some of us have been playing together for 15 years, but I think as the Budos Band, it's more like closer to 10.
Yeah. And over that time, as Jared was saying, we've heard the influence of Ethiopian music, of Fela Kuti, Nigerian style, Afrobeat, and also the sounds of, kind of American funk music. And those things, you can draw a pretty direct line, because James Brown was a huge influence on Fela Kuti and on the Ethiopian musicians of the 70s. What about the line between, say, metal and the stuff that you've been known for?
It's more like, for me as a drummer, sort of mirroring the rhythm sections of hard rock bands like Deep Purple or Rainbow or Black Sabbath, more than, say, metal. I'm never going to have a double bass rig. I'm never going to play blast beats or anything like that. It's more like, when metal was just a little baby,
So 75. Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So the album is called Burnt Offering. It is the latest from the Budos Band. The title track is, of course, an instrumental track, as all of them are. But Jared, do you guys have, some kind of storyline in your collective head when you're writing these tunes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we hope at least that it sort of evokes some sort of dark imagery, some sense of of perhaps danger, you know, something that seems, you know, I guess, what am I trying to say? It's exciting, and you're excited about doing something, but you're worried that it might be a little bit against the grain and might get you into trouble.
Well, I mean, burnt offering, you know, it's a little archaic. It has a kind of ritualistic cast to it.
Yeah.
Does that describe the piece?
Sure.
All right, let's hear it.
Thanks.
Budos Band is here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Burnt Offering is the title track of their new album. The band from Staten Island here in our Manhattan studio. Here's the Budos Band with a live performance of Burnt Offering. Thank you. That's the Budos Band live in the Soundcheck studio with the title track from their new album called Burnt Offering. Here on Soundcheck, Tom Brennick on guitar, Dan Fodor on bass, Michael Deller playing the Farfisa organ, Andrew Green on trumpet, Jared Tankel on baritone sax, Brian Porfilio behind the drum kit. Jared, there's six of you here.
Yeah.
The band has been a kind of variable size over the years. How big is the core Budos Band now?
The core is pretty much 6 to 8, I would say.
Okay.
There are a couple aux percussionists that are not with us today. So you're looking at the stripped down core,
okay.
I guess, today, the central core. And then we've got two more if you want to look at the fuller core.
So this is the core, and then there's the mantle before you get to the outer crust. And
yeah, you got it, man.
The crust is pretty crusty, too.
Now, you guys were talking before about, you know, when you mention metal as part of the musical stew, you're talking Black Sabbath, Deep Purple. You're talking 70s metal as opposed to, you know, liturgy
or
bands like
metal.
That. Didn't you guys do a Black Sabbath cover with the singer Charles Bradley?
Yeah. It was about, a year or so, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. We were just listening to Sabbath, you know, backstage, just hanging out. And, you know, it's kind of a standout track for Sabbath. It's
Changes?
Really sad. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mention it. Yeah, Changes. Yeah. It's so sad, and it's so, like, it's just so different than the rest of their tracks. We're like, this would be great for Charles to do, you know? And we were just kind of in the studio, and we just cut it without Charles. And then he heard it and loved it and then just sang over it.
Yeah. Now, the last time Charles Bradley was here on Soundcheck, some of these guys in the band here today were with him. So parts at least of the Budos Band serves double duty as the Charles Bradley Band, right?
Yeah, Mike Deller plays keyboard with Charles as well, and then Tom plays guitar, but you know, produces and sort of serves
right.
as musical director, that whole outfit.
So, you know, does that present scheduling, logistical issues, you know? I mean, it's a big band anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you... Budos Band's almost synonymous with scheduling conflicts at this point. No, but, you know, between... you know, we're busy guys. We got a lot of projects going on. The Budos Band is sort of a passion project, I think. That's why it keeps going for so many years. We each have something, you know, something else that's going on, but we always come back to the Budos Band, and I think that's why it works.
Yeah.
You know, we love it.
It seems like, you know, every other day here in the Soundcheck studio, we have another band from Brooklyn. Do you guys feel like you're flying the flag for Staten Island somehow?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, most of us at one point in our lives lived in Staten Island or still live there now, and it's, you know, it's where we practice, it's where we hang out, for, you know. And it's home for me and for some of the other guys in the band. So it's Brooklyn is cool and everything, and it's nice to go and hang out. But Staten Island's where we are really from.
All right, and it has been the home base for the Budos Band for the course of a number of years now. During which time, the band has released several records and built up a kind of a reputation, Jared, for, shall I say, a high energy performance style. Very often full of words that I would not want you to actually say on the radio.
Yeah, luckily the FCC does not look after musical venues. That's not in their purview. But we do like to, we like to get a little rowdy. We like to get people excited at our shows. You know, that's definitely something that has grown over time, and we've grown into that a little bit as a personality of our band. Just, you know, we like to party, so everybody else should too. You know, that's sort of the mentality.
Well, and, you know, longtime Budos Band listeners will be happy to know that the new album, for all the kind of change in direction, still has that kind of hard partying sound.
Yeah, I mean, we were striving for that more than ever in making this record. You know, I think if you went to see a Budos Band show, then you went on and put on Budos Band 1, you would hear, we feel like, a very different band.
Mm.
And so this time around, we wanted to really... try to convey that energy that we have on stage, on the record.
Okay. It's been great having you guys here with us in the studio today.
Sure.
You got a song to play us out with?
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Shattered Winds.
All right. The album is called Burnt Offering. It is the newest from the Budos Band. This song is called Shattered Winds. It's a final live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. That's how the Budos Band sounded back in 2014 when they performed live in our studio. Here's what they sound like now. The Budos Band have put out an album this year called Long in the Tooth. This is some of the title track as we wrap up this edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Watch our videos and hear more Soundcheck performances, archival and new, on our website at newsounds.org.